Hey friends.
How's it going?
So last weekend we shot our very first wedding of 2021.
Woo woo!
And it felt like it was our first wedding in like a million years.
Yeah.
I think all of our 2020 weddings just like didn't really feel like a real wedding a little bit, even though we had some good, you know,
good ones.
It felt different this time.
It did. I almost can't describe what it is. It was just like a, I haven't done this for so long, but I did it like 4 months ago.
Yeah. Like in the car on the way there, Michael was like, all right, so how do we do this? But it was like riding a bike.
It was so, yeah. And Amber and Josh were a great couple to start.
And Edgewood is the most perfect venue.
It was
venue.
Like all the perfect spots to refresh. You know, how to shoot a wedding. Easy couple, great venue, perfect day. Yeah?
And Mission Barbecue.
And Mission Barbecue.
So what could go wrong?
That's right.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think. And follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Truthfully, we were very worried it was going to rain the entire day.
Yeah.
But it didn't until we got in our car at the very end of the night, and then we drove home in the rain.
Right.
Which I will take 100 out of 100 times.
Right. And it's actually, Amber and Josh got their, we did their engagement photos at Edgewood as well.
Yeah.
Where it rained. So we were like, please.
I know.
Please.
Don't let it rain
one
twice.
Of the two. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Amber was so cute. She was like, it rained on the wedding day. So I got the good luck, but I didn't have to deal with the rain, which I thought was really adorable.
Yeah.
So they just had really positive attitudes and were just like a great couple to work with.
Yeah. And their families and their bridal parties all were like very much of the same mindset. You know, it didn't seem like it was ever like stressful at all,
for sure.
Like everyone was just like, hey, we're gonna enjoy ourselves, we're gonna have a great time.
Yeah.
And
they had a planner though.
Yeah, they did have a planner.
Pro tip, if you want to have a well-run day and for things to be calm and you to be like that fun relaxed bridal party, hire a planner.
Yeah.
Or just even a day of coordinator, and it makes all the difference. It really does.
I think also having a venue that you don't, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with traveling between venues.
But you're right.
But having one less thing that causes travel times and people to get from one place to another, when all you got to do is come downstairs, I mean.
The beautiful thing about Edgewood is that it is this like absolutely gorgeous property with a gorgeous barn on it. But it also has above the barn two like apartments. So there's one for the guys and one for the girls. And it's so easy to take pictures and pop back and forth and then just come downstairs and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
You're done.
And they're actually building, they've almost finished building a second building.
Oh, that's right.
Further away that will also have like
other
like
apartments.
Suites, like individual suites for like, I don't know, either family members or something like that, which I think is really a cool idea.
Yeah. So. It's the perfect venue.
It's great.
I was sitting there with the venue owner at dinner and I was trying to tell her, like, honestly, if this had existed when Michael and I were getting married,
we would
have driven to Sandersville, to Charlottesville, and had our wedding there.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
If we'd re-gotten married now and did everything the same but decided on a venue, we would have chosen
it. It would have been that.
Edgewood. Yeah.
It's just perfect.
It's beautiful.
It's so perfect. Not that we didn't love where we got married.
No, we did.
But you know. I would have taken the drive. Like it's just so wonderful. So anyways, how about you share like what was your favorite moment from the day?
Mm. Well, I think love being back at Edgewood, and we get to go back two more times this year, I think.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that getting a drone shot from like the balcony, they did around the corner. They don't do a first touch. But they did also one. Edgewood has the two upstairs. Mm. They have a similar balcony on each side.
For the apartments.
Mm-hmm. And you can't see across it. There's like a part of the building that blocks it.
Yep.
So they did like a quote-unquote first touch. And we flew the drone up and took a photo from high above. So you get like the full barn. You get them both like pretending to like look over the balcony. I think it's just a super fun shot.
Okay.
Super good idea.
Do you know Do you know what you really love the most?
Mm, what is that?
Is justifying the purchase of the drone.
Oh, that drone has paid for itself five times over. So many times.
You're just saying that so that you can buy new gadgets.
That's not true. I'm not going to buy a new drone. I'm going to keep using that drone. Right. Right?
Yeah. It is really fun, though. And I love when our couples get excited for the drone because it does take a little bit of, you know, we don't always break it out for every wedding because it does take a little bit of time to, you know, set it up and get it into the air. And it's not the quietest thing.
No, it's so we like try a not swarm to do of it. Dragonflies that are attacking you. And you can hear it coming, too. It's like 100 feet in the air and you hear and it's just getting louder and people are like, what is going on?
Right. You know? So we try not to do it if like all your guests are there or something.
Yeah, like it's we don't take we during time. The ceremony or it's like that because that would just be like people wouldn't even so paying attention. They'd be like, what is that? You know?
But it's, and we typically don't do it if there's a videographer there because you probably have drone footage anyways.
Yeah. Also.
So it is fun though for the couples that get excited about and it. Then we have time to be able to do it. Which we did for Amber and Josh, and it was great.
Yeah, it was
awesome. I'm glad you got to play with your drone,
It was
honey.
So much fun. Oh, my gosh. I took some cool pictures of the venue as well, because it's just a pretty place.
It's such a pretty place. Yeah.
What about you? Do you have a favorite moment or, like, a highlight?
My favorite moment? Oh, yes. Okay. I would say that my favorite part from this wedding, which I love this moment from, like, every wedding we shoot, because I think it's so fun to see how different people react differently to, like, this particular part of the day.
No, I really got to know. What is it?
Oh, do you have a guess?
No, I have no idea.
It's immediately following the ceremony when the couple first has a chance to, like, soak in that they're married.
Yeah.
So Amber and Josh walk down the aisle, and they got married at the Arbor, overlooking their like little pond at Edgewood. So they walked out of their ceremony and almost immediately walked back into the barn while guests were still seated. And so they walk into the barn and Amber just like hugs onto Josh. Josh is kind of like, you know, wiping some tears. They were so sweet. And they just shared a kiss and Amber looked at him and goes, oh my God, I'm just so happy. And it was just so sweet, and they were just, like, such an adorable couple.
And I missed that. I missed them saying that.
Oh, you missed it. You didn't get to hear it.
I was in there. I didn't hear it, though. I was taking some photos of maybe
she was just bawling, and she just looked at him like, oh, my God, I'm just so happy. And it was so cute.
It was really cute.
And I love that moment for all of our weddings because I just think it's so sweet. Everybody kind of reacts a little bit differently. Yeah. To like their family coming up or to having a moment by themselves. But I just thought that was one of the sweetest that we've seen.
Yeah. That was a good one. That's a great one.
Oh, thank you. I didn't have any part of it, but
I took a picture of it. We were there to take a picture and document it. And now it's also told in story.
Okay.
Forever memorialized, you know?
So true. There were so many other good moments.
There were.
But enjoy a few of our very, very many favorites from Amber and Josh's wedding day.
Congrats, you guys.